never heard of a bidet.
Jamie, pull up a video of a bidet. Give me a POV of that. Give me it. Literally.
This motherfucker don't shower. Oh, I do. I'm just not very good at it.
Where's the strangest place you've taken a dump at?
Oh boy, do I have a rant. Do I have a rant about you for that one? Hold on a second, because this has been on my mind more times than a fucking, I don't even know.
Oh my god, we're in for a banger. Where's the place that you dropped the stinkiest shit in your entire life?
Strangest. Probably a hell.
But that's it.
Okay. So, to answer your question, Shreve, I am not the kind of guy, unlike you, that likes to go number two just anywhere. Unless if it's an absolute emergency, I'm always going to reserve it to where I'm at home. I know this must be a Gen Z term, this whole thing where it's for every cent I make, the company makes a dime. And that is why I poop.
On company time.
Yeah, I feel like that has just started.
I think that's an old idiom.
Definitely something I see at my work too. And it's like, I mean, I understand if there's like, you know, because you get a lot of bums because I work in like, you know, where people get food stamps and
security operations, second generation, callback.
So I understand that, but you got dudes from fucking that just go in there and like they work 9 to 5s, and every time I go to the bathroom in the morning to make sure no homeless people in there and all that fun stuff, but people are in there dropping their morning glory, and I just don't understand it.
What do you mean?
It's like, why can't you just do, isn't it more comfortable to do this at your own home?
Okay, first of all, when you gotta go, you gotta go, right?
Well, I understand that, but it's like,
right? But I see the same. See the same loafers in the stall at 9:02 a.m. every morning.
I understand if you have to go, but it's like it's your routine now. That's what you always do. It's like a habit. It's like why does it have to be a habit? Why can't you just do that shit at home?
Well. I mean, when do you poop? What's your poop routine like? You're like, well, the 14th of every month.
Nah, I usually will. I'm the type of guy that showers like.
I'm the kind of guy that shits in the shower. I'm the kind that mushes it down with my foot.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
I'm the kind of guy that needs a plunger and a snake in his toilet or in his bathroom.
Pushes it down with my foot. Oh shit. But no, so I'm the type of person
that doesn't like to wipe, so I just right after I shit, I just get in there. Yeah, okay, sorry, I can't keep stepping on you. Go ahead.
Do you shower, like, what's your shower schedule like? Do you shower in the mornings, or?
Mornings, yeah.
Okay, well, I've always been the type of guy that showers before bed every night.
Yeah, you can tell with your hair.
And,
You can tell with the alfalfa.
I know you can tell by looking at me, this motherfucker don't shower. Yeah. Well, I do, I'm just not very good at it.
See, that's what I'm saying, you said that, that's our intro. And that's got to be your first stand-up bit that you do.
Yeah, no, it sets the tone.
That's a great opener.
But it's a great opener.
That's a great opener. Yeah. And you got to come in with your hair just like that. Because it not only does it not look like you don't shower, but it looks like you just got out of bed. Yeah. It looks like you haven't even looked in the mirror yet. Yeah. You look like a cast member of Leave It to Beaver. Black and white. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, that's always, I don't know when you poop, but when I poop, it's usually right before I'm about to take a shower.
That's when it hits you? It's right before you shower?
I mean, it hits me like, I mean, it's like I said, have I had times where it's an emergency and I feel like I have to poop when it's not necessarily scheduled? Yeah, I understand that, but if it's like a routine, then it's usually at night before I take a shower.
Really? Maybe there's something to that shower thing, 'cause yeah, usually when I get out of the shower, it's usually for me when I get out of the shower, it starts to feel like I gotta poop. But usually, like, 'cause when I get out of the shower and I feel like I gotta take a shit, I'll usually try and hold it so I can poop when I get here.
Makes
I
sense.
literally will like hold my shit so I can poop at work because of that whole, yeah, boss makes a dollar, make a dime, yeah. But also, like, I don't know. It's just part of my routine, you know, we're both autistic. I mean, I just like to sit on the toilet and start edit, like every short and every TikTok that has been released on this channel has been edited and started to ma be made while I've been taking my morning shit.
He was on the shitter.
Yeah, every single one of them.
I remember one time Dad came to me. He was like, "You ever take a shit at work?" And I'm like, "Nah." And he was like, "Yeah, I kind of felt the need to do it, and I just went home." And I was like, "Yeah, I understand. Like, I don't like pooping in unfamiliar territories, unlike you. But I'm not. I don't. It's not that big a fear to where like if it happens, I'm gonna be like, oh, I need to get home. Like,
Well,
I'll put up with it."
what's the fear? Why?
It's just different, I guess, when you've been doing it for the same thing and it's kind of I don't want to say an intimate setting,
Yeah.
but it's you don't really want people around, you know what I mean? It's like
Well,
privacy.
how often when you go, I mean, granted, I know these are public bathrooms or whatever, but granted, like, how often when you're in a public bathroom, is there other people in the public bathroom unless you're in like a like you're at like a concert or like a really big social event?
I mean, it's probably hit or miss.
Yeah, probably not that often. Like when I'm taking my morning shits here, sometimes the lights turn off.
Well, I already know. Well, I bet you everybody knows. Everybody at this fucking tribute station knows that for at this time, Tribe's gonna be walking in. He's gonna have a massive shit, and he's gonna be drinking his coffee while shitting because he doesn't care about germs.
Everybody knows to stay out of the bathroom because when I walk in the door every morning, I just come in like this, hand over my asshole, fucking
I thought you were gonna
hello.
be like, and you still do the sign just to let everybody know it's not that time to be talking to me yet.
Dude, that's funny you bring that up, because that's a good story. That's a good launching point. By the way, welcome to the Trey and Treep Show, episode 17 or 18. Haven't decided
19,
yet.
I think. 18 was last one.
Because I don't know if I'm going to release this one first or the last one we just did. Because I'm already feeling confident in this one. I feel
Feel like feel like
like
feel as well something brewing.
I feel like fucking chugging, dude. Chugga, 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 you know? But anyway, so I go to Bainey's office like every day before I leave work. And I go and, you know, I ask him, I say, do you need anything else from me? And then yesterday, I go in there and I do the same thing. And he just laughs. And he's like, just an observation. Every time before you come in here, you let out a sigh. And I'm like, dude, holy fuck. I'm like, I haven't heard that in years.
Years.
But I totally forgot. Like, mom used to say, like, every time I'd either wake up in the morning or I'd go to talk to her, I'd just go,
We've all heard it.
yeah.
You just hear the door open. Chook. No, this would be the door. Huh.
It's just
Going
like,
into the bathroom.
just muscle memory. I don't even notice that I do it. But I'm just letting out fucking just sighs. And I felt bad because I was like, oh, fuck, I like talking to you, Matt. Like, I don't want to.
Give the impression that
Yeah. But I'm sure, like, there's a good chunk of people here who think that I'm just an asshole, especially in the mornings.
you kind of look like an asshole.
Do I?
Well, your face looks like an asshole.
So yeah, I don't. What's the fear of shitting in unfamiliar places?
It's kind of like I said, you want to be alone when you're doing that.
So you're just afraid that people. So what's the big deal if someone comes in and you're dropping a shit? You're just worried somebody's gonna come in and go, oh, do you smell that? Oh, and then they just go they're like, I gotta see who this stinky boy is, and then they go to the stall and then they look underneath it and see your fucking janitor shoes and they go, oh, Trey's dropping a fucking turd or what?
That's gonna be the new skit.
Yeah.
But no, it's like, I don't know, it's just like, I don't want people around me. It's just one of those things. I mean, I don't like people around me in general, but especially when that happens.
Dude, when I was drinking, and I think this is the best part about stopping drinking, is how good my shits have been.
So when you're drinking, it affects the quality of your shits?
It does. Bad quality. Two-star quality. Very wet.
Very wet shits. Very I thought wet. Those would be the best shits, though.
No, they're not. They're the worst shits.
But they come out easy, though.
I hate a wet shit because you just can't stop wiping. It's like fucking tar coming out.
Yeah, you know, that is a good point. You know, I heard that, I guess in Japan and some other countries, they have like a machine to where like you're pooping and then the toilet will automatically sense that you're done and it'll just shoot water into you.
You've never heard of a bidet?
That's what it's called.
Yeah, you've never heard of that?
Jamie, pull up a video of a bidet. Give me a POV of that shit. Give me literally.
I'm not going to pull up a bidet POV. But it's pretty nice. Have you ever done it?
Having water get sprayed in your fucking ass? No. No, never that.
It's not bad.
Just a...
It's not bad. It's like, it's usually like another flusher next to it. Grandma has one.
Does she?
Yeah, in her bathroom, in her...
So it's not even that uncommon?
No. I mean, you don't even wipe your ass. So, I mean...
I do wipe my ass. We've been wiping our ass all wrong, too. We're not even supposed to use toilet paper. Apparently, if you wipe your ass with toilet paper, you're a fucking serial killer.
You're supposed to use the bidet.
We're supposed to use dude wipes, from what I've been told.
Yeah, I know. It's funny, that exact sentence and comment that you just made, I think that's the fourth podcast you've said that.
It gives me more cushion for your bunghole.
And I think that's the third time you've said that.
We should just rename this podcast Shit and Pubes.
Shit and Pubes. Shit in your
kicking,
pubes.
Kicking the pubes.
Kicking the pubes.
Kicking the shit.
Yeah.
I was also thinking of a funny thing where it's like SpongeBob, where he has an episode, Rip My Pants.
Yeah.
But we just did a remake. It's like, I shit my pants.
That had to have been made in like 2011. That has like 2011 YouTube written all over it.
I shit my pants.
We should do a I ripped my pants and like write our own lyrics, but have it like be ripped in the front and it's just pubes.
Yeah.
I ripped my pants. It's just fucking full bush.
Full bush.
Full bush in the front. Like it rips it just enough for where it only sees bush and no wiener, just bush. Yeah, I mean, this is almost exclusively shit and pubes. I mean...
TNT.
We're shitting pubes. TNT.
Watch us explode.
We're only 20 minutes in and we're fucking pubing and shitting it up. You know, the last episode, we tried to talk some stories about Dad and, you know, what better transition from pubes and shit than to my gay father. Damn. Every time I think I'm gonna I hit something that I think is gonna make you laugh, it never does.
Well, it's like your father can't be gay.
Yeah, it's like a Tuesdays with Stories thing too. Have you watched that yet?
No, not yet.
You gotta watch
I've that. Been seeing Joe List though.
Yeah.
He has a lot of following though.
Yeah.
I was kinda shocked by that.
Well, his new special's pretty good. Yeah. It's called Small Ball.
Small Ball.
Named after your balls.
Yeah. Because they are small.
There was a I don't even know what I was watching, but God, I don't even remember. but somebody was describing their balls and their ball sack as long.
Long balls.
Like, get closer to the mic. That's just gonna be like a fucking far away audio of you saying,
long balls.
Subscribe to the Patreon, goddammit. Give us money.
Yeah.
We don't even have one, really, but they don't know it's a bit.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah.
Bitten off more than I could chew.
Imagine, when you buy the Patreon, you get this whole episode with no cuts.
Talk about all the dirty secrets.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite things with Dad was how creative he was.
Super creative.
That's something I aspire to pass on to my kids. One of my favorite things that he did was that he made like a tail of the tape thing for us. Like, we were wrestlers. Like, he had like our names and our pictures and like how many times we've been WWE champion and United States champions, you know, little things like that. But probably the coolest thing that he did was, like, he always had creative ways to give us Christmas presents.
Yeah.
All the way
up to when we stopped getting presents, which really we haven't gotten. Yeah.
All the way up to, like, 18. I feel like 18 through, like, 20, there was, like, a time there where they were just like, all right, Christmas is over. But then we turned like 21, and they're like, all right, we'll bring it back. True. But
what was the best present that you've gotten?
The best present I ever got.
There's not really one that kind of stands out, though, is the thing.
I think the best present we ever got, and it goes into the creative ways that Dad's given us gifts, was we got Hobson tickets. He gave us, like, it was like a 3-step deal, and it was in like this big old box, and all that was in the box was ice cubes and the tickets. But it was like a little scavenger hunt. It was super sick. And one thing that I...
Gay when you think about it, though.
It's not gay. Okay, but like as like a little gay 13-year-old boys who loved Hobson, that was pretty...
Yeah, I was 16.
That was gay for you. I was still at the age where it wasn't gay for Christmas to be creative. Yeah. But that was super gay for you. Get closer to the mic. You said,
I was 16.
But that was cool. But one thing he also did when we were like little kids is like, I remember one year we opened all the presents and then he's like, oh my God, Santa left all of his presents in the basement. And then like he brought up like a whole nother load of presents from the basement. And he never brought that back. I feel like if he brought that back in like our teenage years just for one Christmas, that would have popped us. I would have been like, fuck yeah, dude.
Or like when there was a bike. I still remember we got us bikes and it was outside and I wasn't even worried. I didn't even give a shit about the bikes. I didn't even give a shit about the bikes. I was like, I want to play my Game Boy.
You know, I've had 3 people in the last 2 weeks ask me if I know how to ride a bike.
Yeah. Why do you look like the kind of person that doesn't know how to ride a bike?
I guess I give them the vibe that I don't know how to ride a bike. Like,
I would be open to riding a bike. Like, I don't know if I'd break it, but I'd be open to riding a bike.
Renee's like, do you even know how to ride a bike? And I'm like, what the fuck? Do I really give off that?
You'd be surprised about how many people that don't know how to ride a bike, though.
Probably not as much to talk about with Dad as we had expected, because we got a little sidetracked with pubes and shit, which is totally on brand with us.
Dad'll be for the source.
Dad's gonna be pissed about it, but I think it's good content. Did you even do school, or were you just putting shapes and like fucking like blocks?
Putting square pegs into round holes.
That's what I figured. Like, what was your school experience? Like, cause like, you never had homework, you never did any extracurriculars, and you never were in a classroom. You were only ever in, like, an asylum where it was, like, you, like, a nonverbal autistic kid with autism that really, like, trains, and then there was just you.
That's how it's been my whole life.
You've just been struggling to fit in.
Seriously. Nah, that was it. I mean, they say no student left behind, and that is 100% true, because they'll just push your ass forward. It's like, oh, this kid's a little bit slower learning. Push him forward.
Exactly.
Push him out the fucking door. Push him.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's how it is. Do you remember anything? I mean, I don't really either, to be fair, but do you remember anything that you learned in high school or junior high?
I feel like I was okay when it came to, like, I wasn't good at science. I wasn't good at that at all. I feel like I was decent at math. Even algebra, I feel like I was kind of decent at algebra until it, like...
What's 7 times 4?
32.
Right. It's 28.
Oh, 28. I should know that because of football. If you score a touchdown plus the extra point 4 times, you get to 28.
Yeah, what's 7 times 8?
56.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's going to be a clip.
Yeah.
Trey does math.
What's 9 times 3?
24.
No! 27! Oh my god. What's 9 times 7? Are you even thinking of anything?
664.
63. How did you get 64?
I was close.
Oh yeah, but was that just a guess, or how'd you get 64?
All right, ask me more. I wasn't taking it seriously the last time, but I'm locked in now.
You had to have taken it seriously if you said 64 and it was 63. Did you fucking miscalculate? Okay, anyway, 6 times 4.
24.
Yeah.
20.
Okay. 6 times 8.
48.
Ooh, okay, yeah. So you're playing your character.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the thing is, Trey was actually really good at multiplication back in the day.
But, and like, do you know what, do you remember, PEMDAS?
Yeah, but the way you said it sounded like you said PEMDAS.
That's a Treyism.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a Treyism.
It's like, parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division...
Addition,
subtraction, sexual harassment.
Yeah. But I was all right.
You're like, I mean, come on, I knew what the fuck PEMDAS was.
Put me in Harvard.
You said I got as far as the acronym.
I mean, what other subjects are there? Shit, history.
When was the War of 1812?
I mean, it's not going anywhere. What other? So math, science, I was decent at. I could read. Like, I could read when it came to, like, actually comprehending what it is I read. That's where I struggle, but I can read no problem.
That's a funny thing. It's like your reading comprehension's bad, and you're just changing all these idioms.
Yeah.
Like, you probably don't even know what any of these idioms mean.
Oh, I know. I have a good idea.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander mean?
You had to start off with the most complex one.
You said I'm not versed in fawn out fawn. No, fuck, I fucked it up.
You bitten off more than you could chew. That means you've taken on too many responsibilities.
You've bitten off more than you could chew. Easy. Means you've bitten off more than you can chew.
Yeah. Now you're choking.
Yeah. So, what do you think? Good for the goose is good for the gander.
So, if I were to take that at face value... So when you gander at something, you're looking.
Yeah.
So is that like an accurate, like, dress up nice or appearance or what?
No, a gander is like a group of geese.
Oh, that's another. That's what gander means when it's plural.
Yeah. Hey, you know, singular and plural.
I know what noun is.
What is it?
Describing a person, place, or a thing. An adjective is when you describe a noun.
Yeah.
And vowels are A, E, I, O, U. And sometimes Y. Sometimes.
You just skipped verbs and went right to vowels. Like, vowels are A, E, I, O, U. And sometimes Y. But when is Y a vowel? I never knew that.
There's no, and there's, you can't have a word without a vowel. It's impossible.
You can't have a word without a vowel?
Well, every word has a vowel in it.
Oh, for some reason I was thinking you meant noun. Yeah. And I was like, what? It's 11 minus 20.
Oh, I thought you were going to say 20-something. You said you're 20, and then I thought you were going to say like 25 or 28, but you just went 20.
20.
11. Negative 10.
Yeah. I put them in the wrong order. I didn't mean to give you negatives. Oh, fuck.
Were you ever the kind of guy that cracked jokes
in class?
Were you a funny guy? The class clown? No.
And you weren't a teacher's pet?
No, I sucked at average. I'm giving you shit about being... Yeah. But the thing is like, the good... Like, you passed classes because your classes were, like, finger painting and fucking, like, careers. And you would just go to, like, the bowling alley and just fucking sniff the shoes. Like and I had, like, actual high school classes. But I failed. I failed a lot of high school classes.
I didn't even know you failed classes.
Oh, I failed several.
How many did you... Like a lot.
I think I failed more classes than I got A's in classes.
How did you not get held back if you kept failing classes?
Because I just did them again.
Oh, you just retook them?
Yeah.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I failed biology.
And then...
I would have failed by... Like, I don't want to cut up a frog.
I think seventh grade, we cut up the frog.
Like, I don't even think we got a frog. I think ours was like a fucking rat.
My big thing that I want to talk about with the places that I've resided at is I wanted you to kind of tell me about your living situation at Job Corps, and maybe we can get into some stories of you on the road when you were driving some trucks.
Yeah. I mean, the living situations, I mean, you've been in the room. It's not really much to it. It definitely, when it got hot, it was brutal.
And you're talking about at Job Corps, right?
Yeah, Job Corps. And so we're in the middle of nowhere. You can see, as far as the eye can see, it's nothing but dirt and, you know, all that. And
it kind of reminds me of holes.
Holes?
not like fucking vaginas and butts, but like the movie.
I think I've seen that one.
Well, but you know, like the premise of Holes.
I never even heard of that movie in my life. Holes.
Yeah, what do you think it's about?
Holes.
You got it. It's like a bunch of kids go to like a place where bad teenagers go to dig up a bunch of holes in the woods, and it's like an abandoned place.
Well, the one thing I will say is this was not in the woods. If it was in the
woods, or it was like in the desert,
that's what I'm saying, because like my rationale for that was, if I'm gonna be staying in the middle of nowhere, if I can look around me and I can see, as I can see plain as day from 50 yards away, I can be like, okay, that's not that bad. If it was woods though, and I couldn't see from, and the trees are just blocking everything, it's a whole different dynamic. But with that being said, Tree, I've seen my fair share of bears. Although the one time that I did see a bear, I think it was a cub, actually.
Stop telling me about your grinder dates.
True. But, no, I really did. I mean, you see them all the time, but it was pretty crazy to see one up close.
How was that job, Corey? You saw a bear?
And we've seen one at the zoo too.
I don't know why that was. Like, that's totally different. You're like, seeing a bear is pretty crazy. I seen one fucking right outside my door, and the other one I saw at the zoo. God damn it. How'd you see the one at Job Corps? And you're saying it like you weren't in the middle of nowhere, but if you're seeing bears...
Well, they were used to it, because every time they're... I don't know how that worked, if they had, like, people that were, like, overseeing the place, but there'd be, like, a warning that...
Like a tornado warning, but for bears?
Yeah, like, there's an escaped bear or something.
An escaped bear?
Well, that's true. It was probably their sanctuary that we were just living in. But,
so where you were staying at, it was, like, just a wilderness... So was it like a desert? Was it wilderness? Like that just bears roamed? Or were these like fucking bears that were in like a zoo or captivity that just happened to leave?
Yeah, that's a good point. It wasn't, I don't know why I said escape, like they escaped from the local zoo or something.
You're explaining it like the plot of Madagascar.
They were probably two steps away from getting captured and put into a zoo, but instead they were stuck with us at Job Corps. So...
Like, why is the snacks all run out? Oh, because they don't fucking get their quarter a week allowance until fucking Thursday.
$23.01 when you're first there for, like, 6 months. And then when you've been there for 6 months, you get a raise to $32.01 every 2 weeks.
Dude.
That's why when I came out and got my first check for, like, $1,500, I thought I was balling. And it wasn't even shit, because prior to that, I never had a job. So even, like, working at Big Five, you probably made, like, I don't know, like, $200, $300, somewhere.
I'd make, like, $200 checks, yeah.
Yeah. $200.
But a $1,500 check, that sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, I know, but when I graduated from job, I got a check, I don't know, it was, like, $400 or something.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, I'm the man, I'm this, but I could be working at McDonald's minimum wage and... Well, make it similar.
So you were just in the middle of the desert. This place was located. How big was Job Corps?
There's probably.
Was it like a little town?
So the closest city was Yakima, which is probably like a, I don't know, 30-minute drive. But
and then other than that, you couldn't see anything as far as the eye can see. It was just dirt.
You couldn't see. I mean, you're probably, like, I don't know, 5 minutes away from, like, a convenience store before you get to Yakima, but, I mean, that was essentially it. Fucking, this is where I found that a lot of men are on some bullshit, because, fucking, you got a Job Corps. There was probably, as you can imagine... The women there, first of all, there wasn't many women there, and all of them were, like, ugly, or some other, like, psychotic, like, crazy backstory that you didn't want to mess with.
Yeah.
So, and then there was, like, way more dudes. So if you're an average-looking guy, you're like, all right, well, I don't really want to date these fucking psychos.
Well, I would imagine Job Corps is almost kind of like prison, in a way. Where, like, you just kind of, everybody that you see every day just kind of becomes more attractive by default.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that was the running joke. I was like, you know, by in real life, she's probably a 4. But in Job Corps, she's probably, I don't know, a 6.
Even a 6? You're like, God, just a 6 and you guys are just risking it all.
True.
Well, yeah, that's what... Job Corps probably turned a couple fellas homosexual, too, you would imagine.
I mean, it's just like prison.
That's what I'm saying. Your dorm, I wouldn't imagine, was very big. And I would imagine you kind of... Did you have a roommate?
Yeah, I had multiple. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who was your best roommate and who was your worst roommate?
Oh, God. So when I first started there, because they book you up, like... You first get there and then, like, you're in a group. So, like, the group that you come in with, they call it ICL, Intro to Center Living, but the acronym that we preferred to ICL was Incoming Losers, because it was just like the big group of guys, but it was like 21 of us that went July 21st of 2015, and so I got booked with one guy, and he was only there for like a week.
He just got out.
And he just like, I don't want to do this, and he had his mom drive him, and his mom was driving like a shitty car, and I don't know where he lived, but it wasn't like he was just there, you know what I mean?
What was he like?
He was a cool guy. I think he definitely had some, trying to think of who I can compare him to. He was probably a good kid, but he kind of had his demons, I guess, so to speak. So I went from that, and then Jason was his name, and then I was kind of roommateless. And I met this one guy, and he was a fucking tweaker.
Yeah.
Like a fucking serious tweaker. Like, I wish I had a picture of him, because he'd just look and be like, that guy's a fucking tweaker. His name was Gabe, and he's from Spokane. And by the time he left, he made enemies with, like, everybody on that center, because he was always asking people for money.
Really?
And then whenever he would...
Everybody's like, I only get paid $20.
Oh, well, people hustle there. Don't get it twisted now. People have their own hustles going on. And so he basically owed money to everybody on center. And then, like, there was a story. I wasn't at this Job Corps, but there was a story about... at a Job Corps, this couple killed. It was at a Job Corps, so they killed this one guy because of the same shit that this fucker was doing, was like asking for money and ripping people off and not paying them back and all that. But yeah, he looked like a beaver. That was his nickname too when he was there, was Beaver.
Beaver, and he was your roommate?
Yeah. Never showered.
Really?
Fucking tweaked out as you can get, dude. Like,
what do you mean by tweaked out?
He was always, if he didn't have soda or cigarettes,
yeah,
he was gone. He could not focus.
Like, what do you mean? Was he just like wandering around the room? Like, what would he do?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He would just stop. He would never stop asking until he wouldn't leave you alone. In other words.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was there and a couple other roommates. Garth, he's a cool guy, country guy. Still got to see him on Facebook from time to time, even though I think he's kind of got some problems, like stalking.
Oh.
Because when I first met him, he was like, yeah, I was dating this one girl, and she said that I was stalking him. And at first you're like, all right, well, maybe he's telling the truth. Maybe, you know, the girl that he was with, you know, was crazy. And then come to find out, there was like two other girls by the time he was there that said the same thing, that he was stalking them.
At Job Corps?
Yeah. Jesus. And I'm like, yeah, you're pretty much a stalker at that point. But a cool guy nonetheless. And then my guy, I haven't talked to him in a while, but he was like my best friend at one point, was Clayton. He's from Oregon. Came to meet him a few times, went down to his place in Oregon. That was my dog.
Was it hard to off at Job Corps?
Well, you know, the first month when you're kind of getting acclimated to, you know, the certain things and all that, you're going to be kind of careful. You're not going to find your, you know, it's just like with any job. Not that I off on the job. I do not off on the job. That's probably a bad analogy to use.
All right, we got to get the fuck out of here. This is already an hour and 11 minutes in. We're probably going to be cutting a shit ton of shit in this one too. But before we get out of here, Dad, I'm sorry. This is not the episode you expected.
Yeah.
But anyway, no Treyisms. We gave Trey the week off, but Dad did write some Timisms. So, yeah. You're grateful for Dad for giving you the week off.
Yeah. Shout out to the dadster.
Yeah.
But I'll come back with either Treyisms or comedy, one of the two.
Yeah. So why don't you deliver some Timisms for the episode?
Good.
To close things out, the best part of the show is now Timisms instead of Treyisms, and I think we're going to end up putting this one first before the last one we just did. So, anyway, Trey, the floor is yours.
The only thing we have is beer, and it ain't drinking itself.
That just sounds like a common phrase, Dad. That was an L.
I think, therefore, I'm a man. The secret of getting head is laying with your legs parted.
Secret to getting head is to lay with your legs parted. That just sounds like a fucking manual on how to get a blowjob. This is step one, the spread
secret,
your leg.
The secret to getting ahead is getting started. I've never heard that phrase before.
The secret to getting ahead is to getting started. Yeah. Okay, that's not bad.
Whining isn't everything, but it always gets you what you want. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Vince Lombardi.
Ugh. I didn't like that one.
Do you know what bulimia?
Yeah.
Like
the eating disorder? Yeah.
I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah.
80% of bulimia is throwing up. 80% of success is throwing up.
That's pretty good. You fucked it up. Because you said 80% of bull mania, like it's fucking Michael Jordan and Dennis Rodman fucking competing in a tag team match.
Never heard of that before. They dropped off material today, so you should park back by the van when you get home. Sorry, that was the regular text. I was playing into that. That was a joke.
That's a good bit, though. I knew.
That's a good bit.
Yeah.
If a tweet fails in a form with no one to read it, does it make a noise? A noise, okay. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if its last name was Norris?
Boo.
Life is like a box of chocolates anymore. You can't tell which ones have nuts or cherries until they're in your mouth.
That is a very Fox News dad joke. You can't tell who you're fucking until you take their pants off.
I think that's about it.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned to the second episode of the podcast because the Timisms and those ones were a lot better. But I do think that the podcast, I don't know, what'd you feel about this one?
You know, Tree, I thought this podcast was solid, and we've been going on 2 hours, and I think it just kind of flew by. I think when you edit this podcast back, you're going to say, we talk a lot about pubes and shit.
Do you think we should put this one out first, or the first one out first?
Probably this one.
This one?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in to episode number 18 of the Trey and Treeb Show. We'll be back with episode 19 that is already pre-recorded. Me and Trey are off the rails here. It's been a while since we've sat down, just the two of us. I think it shows. But, you know, I think we're going to edit together a pretty solid little piece there. So we'll see what we do. Make sure to check out all the links down below, ladies and gentlemen. Follow us on TikTok at Trey and Treeb Show Clips and all the other links down below. You can even follow Trey on Instagram. I have his Instagram down below. Trey, any final words?
Yeah, no, appreciate you for rocking with us. Big shout out to my guy Shane, Got You 11, the West Coast podcast, every other Friday at whatever time it varies. But yeah, appreciate you for tuning in and have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, shout out to Shane, either this podcast or the last one. I already forgot we reviewed his music.
Yeah.
So shout out to Shane. Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day.